A fashionista, he was not, and this was never more apparent than in my husband's accessories. We're talking sunglasses here. I'm still finding them almost daily, squirreled in pockets, out-of-the-way drawers, in the car console, and under the Honda seat. My late husband's collection was staggering, two drawers full. It must have been sacrilegious to dispose of such wonderful fashion statements. Plus, there is that constant, where are my glasses factor. It is a trousseau of eyewear, I realized, after he was gone. The predominant theme for the eyewear? Cost. Read that as cheap. No Ray-Bans for this former Marine. In fact, they're too easy to lose or misplace or leave on a restaurant table. The loss of Ray-Bans would be painful for this real-life Scott. Ernie was very democratic in his selection of his eyewear. Appearance was never a consideration in his choice. It never occurred to him that there was a gender element in the necessary eyewear. If the price were right, floral embellishment, brow wings, and sparkles were of no consequence. Even those free, protective curls of dark plastic you get to attach to your temples after your eyes have been dilated at the ophthalmologist office have been saved and stored despite their somewhat space alien flavor. A favorite was a royal blue eye accessory. Not since the heyday of the Supremes has this shade of blue been worn with such confidence. Sometimes he wore the blue specs to coordinate with a blue Oxford button-down shirt for a total sartorial look, though he rarely made coordination a priority. Blue with blue? Yes. After an evening at the Scorsese movie, Hugo, he pocketed his 3D glasses and added them to his repertoire, although the warning was clearly stamped. These glasses are not to be worn as sunglasses. I found this particularly alarming for his use of them as driving glasses. His favorite look was the startling black sunshades with a dramatic upward swoop at the corners. They were something of an embarrassment to his adult children. "Dad, those are ladies' sunglasses. You look like Catwoman in drag." He would take them off and carefully examine the astonishing wing-like sweep and say, "I don't know what you're talking about. These are not for women. They look fine, and they were only $4.95 at Walgreens." The most disturbing pair of sunglasses may have been the Catwoman number with the added sparkling embellishment of rhinestones on the swooping plastic brow, presumably for more formal occasions, weddings, funerals. He wore them oblivious to the stares of passers-by. And I must confess, the exotic eyewear did add a bit of flair to my elderly, handsome husband's retired Marine Colonel look.